All the readings today talk about preparation. The Old Testament reading has us preparing for a trip, climbing a mountain, walking the path. The psalm echoes this as it calls us to go rejoicing into the house of the Lord. And Paul tells us that the time is now. Now is the time to prepare. And the Lord tells us in his gospel today to always be ready because we do not know when he will come back or our life will end. And it's time to meet our Maker. We begin the new church year by talking about the end. It's always important to talk about the end, not in a morbid sense, but instead as our goal. Mountain climbers think about the peak. Students think about the final test. Runners run for the finish line. Our life has an end. We can't deny that. But for some reason, we find it hard to think about our end. Maybe we're superstitious, and we don't want to think about a thing because that thing might come true. Or maybe we're just scared of the uncertainty that surrounds our death. But all of us know that we have an end, at least to our life here on earth. It's vital to know what our end is. We certainly can't pick that end, but like a mountain climber, we can look up and see the peak. We can look up and see our goal, and that is, of course, heaven. Goals need to be worked towards. We need to expend the time and effort necessary to achieve our goal. While heaven is ultimately a gift given to us by God, we can certainly live our life in such a way that it helps us to get there. Time and again, the Lord lays out a path for us in the scriptures. He gives us commandments to be obeyed and virtues to be pursued. He tells us to love God first and our neighbor as ourselves. These things don't just happen. We must think about them. We must do our best to make them real in our life. Good is not good enough when it comes to our God. Instead, he wants us to be saints. Why is it that good often seems within our grasp, but holiness just seems too far for us to travel? Advent's a time to prepare. Advent is our time to reach for holiness. Now is the time to put aside sins, St. Paul says. Now is the time to climb the holy mountain, as Isaiah calls us to. If our hearts do not come into this house rejoicing every week, then it's a sign that we're not ready for heaven. Let's take this season of Advent, and as we rush around preparing for Christmas, do not forget that we are really preparing for the coming of the Lord. On Christmas Day, we want our hearts ready to receive the Lord. We want our hearts longing for Jesus. We never know when our life will come to an end. Let's take the words of our Lord seriously when he tells us to always be prepared. Let's take the time to confess our sins and make some changes in our life so that we can help ourselves reach that goal of heaven.